This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Last month, more than 100 people in Caldwell Parish got sick from eating jambalaya, which was prepared as part of a social fundraiser. The Louisiana Department of Health investigated and identified two foodborne pathogens. Now, with the holidays being a time for large family dinner gatherings and parties, I thought it'd be a good idea to speak with a food safety expert with the LSU Ag Center in Baton Rouge. Her name is Wendy Zhu, and she has some food safety tips as well as an update on this particular case.
Well, so far we know more than 150 people were affected. One person died, but as I understand, there is still ongoing investigation about whether this death is directly related with the foodborne illness or because some other reasons. So far, we know two bacteria related with this foodborne outbreak. One is Salmonella, another one is Clostridium perfringens. But we're not sure how the food was handled, who handled the food, how many people involved. We don't have that information.
Now, the two foodborne pathogens that were identified, Clostridium perfringens and Salmonella, how do they occur?
Well, they naturally exist, especially associated with animal product. Salmonella normally associated with poultry, egg product. Clostridium perfringens normally associated with raw meat and poultry as well.
So this is the time of year for parties, family gatherings, big dinners. What are some tips that you could share with our listeners to prepare food safely?
Well, during Christmas holidays or any type of the events, it is challenging to cook for more people than you normally do. But people, we always say people need to remember four steps. Clean your fresh produce, countertops, utensils, and wash your hands. And separate to prevent cross-contamination, so you need to have separate cutting boards and utensils to not put your raw meat and poultry on top of your fresh produce. And cook is to cook your food to the safe temperature and always use a thermometer. Last one is chill. Remember to put leftover away within 2 hours.
Okay, so the four steps are clean, and then separate. Use separate cutting boards and separate knives for meat, poultry, and produce. In fact, keep your meat and poultry and your produce separate. Wash your hands. Also, cook thoroughly to the appropriate temperature and chill the food after 2 hours. There's a lot that goes into cooking for large groups. Do you have any resources that people could access to learn more?
Well, it is challenging for a lot of people, especially people who are not used to cook for large groups. LSU Ag Center will offer the program called Food Safety When Cooking for Large Groups. So first, those people could come over for the one-day training. And also, I always suggest keep food safety in mind when you're doing the cooking. Sometimes people are stressed about the work. They don't think about food safety. But actually, that's the most important thing.
Indeed, it is. Well, until the next food safety preparation seminar takes place, is there somewhere online that people can get information now?
Yes, we have, if you Google an LSU Ag Center, I mean, we have a lot of food safety information up there. The fact sheets, they're downloadable for different events, even tailgating, when you transport food outside, that's a different scenario. So we're also working on creating more of those information for people.
Food safety expert Wendy Zhu with the LSU Ag Center. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.